The elections in Israel are showing that the Israeli public is not sure what it wants. They want to have both peace and security. And actually, what you're going to see is a very fragile government that may not exist for a long time. And the question is, how will this government be able to deal with the peace process, with the conflict with the Palestinians, the Syrians, with Iran, and to convince the international community that Israel is willing to make the necessary painful concessions to reach peace.
The winner of these elections, Tzipi Livni, was pretty harsh in the offensive against the Palestinians. What can that tell us about her willingness to participate in the peace talks?
I think that she decided that she has to convince the Israeli public that she is not making peace from a weak point of view, but from a strong one. So the Hamas gave her the opportunity to attack and show that she can be tough, and even tougher than Netanyahu and Barak. So the war in Gaza was part of her campaign.
I think there were two parties who are from the far right who got more votes on these elections than in the past. What can that tell us about the situation among the Israelis? Why are they choosing right-wing parties more than left-wing parties?
I think the reason is that they don't believe that we have partners for peace, and they understand that the Palestinians will not accept whatever the Israeli left is willing even to give them. So they are preparing maybe for the next war and not for the next peace agreement. And this is what the right is offering.